Breitbart News' Matthew Boyle on Piers Morgan's fake news. I haven't seen an interview as misleadingly and deceptively edited as this one. By Hannah Blow on April 21, 2022. Nigel Farage on Thursday blasted Piers Morgan and his team for what Mr. Brexit described as fake news over the interview with former President Donald Trump, which Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle described as incredibly misleading and deceptively edited. We saw the headlines out there, just like everybody else. We saw the 30-second clip that Piers Morgan released, Boyle said during an interview with Farage, explaining just how Morgan's team deceptively edited the clip to make it appear as if Trump angrily stormed off mid-interview. Breitbart News obtained audio of the interview from Trump's team, exposing the lie. Breitbart Middle. Ending audio of Donald Trump interview with Piers Morgan. Now, this is more than an hour into the interview that Trump has already sat for with Piers Morgan, Boyle said of the clip, pointing out that Trump originally agreed to do a 20-minute interview with Morgan. Piers Morgan goes over by 40 minutes. Trump's team says, "All right, time to wrap it up, last question." Piers Morgan just kind of keeps going, right? He keeps asking more and more questions. Some of them are interesting, some of them are decent questions, not all the questions are unfair. Trump has, you know, some back and forth with it. He disagrees with Morgan on some things, he agrees with him on other things, Boyle explained, noting that Trump even appeared to like some of the questions. But the idea that Trump ripped off his microphone, stood up and stormed out of the interview, that's just blatantly untrue. And again, I've never in the 11, 12 years that I've been doing this, I haven't seen an interview this badly mischaracterized and misleadingly and deceptively edited as bad as this one is, Boyle added. I mean, it is the most disgraceful kind of journalism, Farage agreed. I hope that President Trump learns from this and doesn't keep doing interviews with the establishment, Boyle added. Trump released a statement following the exposure of Morgan's fake news narrative, blasting the attempt to unlawfully and deceptively edit his long and tedious interview with me. He wanted to make it look like I walked out on the interview when my time limit of 20 minutes went over by an hour. The good news is that the interview was taped by us as a means of keeping him honest, Trump explained, noting that it was actually very strong on the 2020 election fraud. Trump mentioned that he called Morgan a fool if he truly believed those results. Trump urged people to compare Morgan's promotional video with the real thing and expressed hope it would prompt them to make some big changes to their final product. It just shows, however, what I have to deal with in the fake news media. He went out of his way to deceptively edit an interview and got caught, Trump said. That is a big story, isn't it?